I remember in my youth, one time, I met a pirate. He was a nice fellow, but he told me he swore off vegetables because it was just too expensive. Too expensive, I said. He said, yes, whenever I go to the market for corn, they charge me a buccaneer. This is Dungenetics.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry. You get it? Buccaneer? Buck, it's a type of pirate. See, well, I digress. The last time you met our adventurers, we just got done with a fantastic dinner party in which we were attacked by the most disgusting bug-like creature I have ever seen. We want answers. We demand answers from the White Council. As the council has shown its true colors by constantly and unsuccessfully trying to kill our party, Miles Ezio Torre has had enough. He's going to do the one thing he was born to do. Act and kill. Mainly just act. This is a very special episode where Mark Ezio Torre finally becomes his alter ego, Miles Carver. So join us now for our amazing adventure facing the boogeyman with Lord Albert Shaw, Mark Ezio Torre, Kazaa Kingsley, and Chester Winterbottom.
Whispers something to the other one, and the other guy just shakes his head and he's like, that's stupid.
What the fuck you say?
He pours you some ale.
Round ale's on me!
He's like, there used to be a legend that the parents always referred to as the boogeyman.
Oh, the boogeyman.
The boogeyman.
Every 77 years, they supposedly he'd come Mr. out boogeyman. Of hibernation, would steal a dozen or so children, and then no one would ever hear of him again.
They called
I always
him
thought it was
Mr.
a legend,
Boogeyman.
But the legend is that, you know, if your children were bad and they didn't go to sleep, the boogeyman would just come out from underneath your bed or your closet, take a sack, and the kid would just disappear.
So 77 years ago, the same thing sort of happened.
I don't know to the I'm only like 20 something.
To the archives.
Oh, sleep.
Oh, I asked them what they know about Baxter. If they know if there's like any rumors
why,
about
Baxter?
Town.
Why Baxter? Why?
Baxter seems like a good guy. He actually used to visit the White Tower quite often. He was friends with basically the head of the White Tower, Philosopher Reginald.
Talion, for the truth call.
Maybe.
Talion, anything you have to say about this guy, Baxter?
He was always pretty nice when I saw him when he came to the tower. Seems the most socially active of the counselors from my standpoint.
Oh,
but then again, I used to never leave the tower.
Well.
Nearly as much.
Here's my thought. We sleep, we get our stuff back, and then we go and talk to this Baxter guy. Either he's another traitor, or he may have information that we need to know either about...
If anyone that knows anything that's going to be truthful with us, it's going to be him.
Probably.
Good old Bad Santa.
Either about the attack at the castle, the disappearance of the tower, the freaking... weird bad Santa guy. I don't know.
Is Leon the Mr. Mage there? Can he join us in the morning, Leon Taft? Or does he have something else that he's got to boogie on with?
Not particularly. What was your?
Well, I would like him to meet up with the Baxter guy.
Your introductor.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll
meet you in the morning.
Cool.
So you guys rest.
Oh yeah.
All right. You guys wake up in the morning fully rested.
Fully rested.
Fully rested.
Leon greets you, and he walks you over to the Shepherd residence, if you're inclined.
Yeah, we gotta go.
All right, you arrive at. It is a lot more modest than the Wright residence. You guys knock, and Baxter answers. He kind of looks surprised you're here, and he's like, "Come in. What do I owe the honor? What's going on? Mm. Did you learn anything new from last night?"
No, but well, we had heard that you once had comings and goings from the White Tower.
It was like, yeah, I visit there quite often. They really have their fingers on the pulse of this place.
Which means that basically you're the only one that we can trust in the council.
Well, the only one
I will have
to
say
trust.
That Jarvis was the last person to arrive last night, and Jarvis. He seemed quite...
Is he a robot?
Iron Man.
Flustered?
Yeah. he was a little red in the face. And he seemed to have a small scrape on his arm.
Ooh. See, that's interesting, because last night I was tracking someone. I ended up biting a guy on the arm. What arm?
You bit someone?
Well, no, it's a long story.
A long story. It was the sexual act. The guy liked biting.
In the heat of passion. Yeah. You know,
the safe word was cantaloupe.
I thought he said cannibal, so
I bit him in the arm.
So I bit him on the arm.
None of that matters. Either way, was it the right arm or the left arm?
I don't even know what arm you bit him, but it was the same arm you bit him.
Fantastic.
It's the same arm you bit him.
We need your help.
Greatest DM response ever. Whatever I'm giving him up, that's all right, just go on. You know, jeez, get Mr. Technical over here.
Either to get into his area so we can do some investigation, like his home, his residence, or anything. Or
yeah, he's got a home on the near the docks, because he runs a ferrying business.
Is the ferrying business that's making fares really cheap, that insane rate?
Yeah, the go home special.
The go home special and never come back.
It seems like he's making people go home, right? What, friend? Miles, you have something interesting to?
No, I was thinking I could possibly go over there and see if I can.
He's like, yes, we've met.
Yes, we've met many times. Me and Baxter, are old surfing buddies. but no, I was thinking I could go and talk to. Over at the his establishment there. Maybe I have some shipments I need to get rid of and need to get moved. Maybe I can use his ferrying service.
That's good cover. I mean, that makes sense.
Ricky with the dumbest people in the world.
We greatly appreciate your help, and please, if you hear any more strange bits of information revolving around the council, please let us know.
And can you keep this all on the don't the DL, as they say in the hood?
Don't let the council know.
Yes.
Yeah, they can never know.
Not never, but just not
you,
until
you do notice,
they find out.
Being a wizard himself, he does have a pouch on his belt that's it's similar to what you carry. You have a component pouch with components for spells. He has a component pouch on his belt.
Can I ask that?
Yes, you're a wizard.
Well, I noticed you have a pouch like mine. Can I ask why?
You spellcaster.
He kind of like sighs, looks back over at Lian, and then looks over. He's like, the reason why I visit the White Tower frequently is I was training under the head mage.
Interesting.
In the last episode, he said the head mage is the one that locked the tower. And no one can get inside it.
Well, it's worth asking.
I don't know.
They assume he locked the tower, yeah.
Yes, but you can't get inside it. You can't get in touch with anybody.
I can ask.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Lian would have gotten in touch with somebody if he could. He's from the White Tower.
We're too busy chasing this guy who kidnapped babies. I just asked.
So, do you know anything about the events that led up to the tower being sealed? Was there anything that you remember those last few days that may have been strange or out of the ordinary? Anything at all that could have signaled?
It was 2 days after the Duke's new mistress showed up.
Oh, not again.
Your sister!
Yeah.
Your whole sister!
Goes back to your sister.
I knew I should have slept with her earlier.
I mean, requesting another special audience for
the
Duke,
dagger.
Soon.
Give her the dagger, if you know what I mean. My pants dagger.
The Duke is that you're meeting with. He's actually not. Are we concerned about him, or are we more concerned about your
sister?
He's
a puppet. She runs everything.
Yeah. Damn it. She's the emperor.
She's got her fingers and everything, if you know what I mean.
Like, she's literally got her hands right up there.
Wink,
it's like
wink,
he's
know what I mean?
She's pulling all the strings.
A little rub and a tug. I say I go to the
shipping
guy.
This is just you here.
You're just going?
Yeah, no.
With Miles Carver, I have to go by myself.
Yeah.
I can't bring you guys with me.
All right, go.
That wouldn't be kosher.
Right off on your horse.
Go. Sure.
You going to, like, go with him, be like a little field mouse in his pocket or something?
Yeah, you should come as an eagle.
I'm going to come as an eagle.
Dang.
Can you have, like...
Come as a toad.
I'll name you Zeke. Fish, owl, cat, brown bear, bat,
can you be a
deer,
can you be a goldfish
cat.
In a bowl?
Can I just be a cat that sits on your... Do you have, like, a backpack cat?
A 16-year-old
teenage girl from Beverly Hills.
You're Miles Carver. You
hey, you're Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
I know.
You're talking cat.
Look, he can actually talk in cat form.
Yeah, I can.
You're a pet weasel.
That actually might make sense.
I'll call you Steve.
Steve the weasel?
Ferret.
Steve the weasel.
Sweezel?
Sweezel?
Yeah, be a ferret. You ferret.
What up, weasel?
Okay, form a weasel. I'm just going to... I'll put rest you in my on pack. His shoulders.
Should we follow like pack. At a distance, or should we try and request another audience with the Duke?
That's one.
Well,
if you want, maybe you guys could con your way in, say that you're port authority investigating
that's
travel.
True, yeah.
I mean, or that's they like should a be trying thing. To get a trip home. At least you're interested in getting a trip home.
Yeah, we could inquire about the low prices.
I'll pretend to be an old your grandfather. Oh, I need to get home!
Old grandpa, you're gonna hop inside one of those little bobby things with 25-cent things and walk to the window.
My friend here is ill. He needs medical attention.
I'm so sick.
From the herb shop.
I had a baby in my stomach. It's killing me.
It ran out of special
herbs. I just
ate
baby. It's not sitting well. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna take the biggest dump.
Okay, so
we gotta get home.
So then we'll go see if we can purchase.
How about
a
crap my
discount ticket? What are you doing, Miles?
What?
You're greeted by a clerk. He's like, are you looking for fare, or is there something I could help you with?
No, I got some weasel shipments that need to be delivered, but I'm out of boats. And I was wondering if maybe on one of your trips, you guys could drop off some product for me.
What are you shipping?
Shipments.
Dildos.
I would like to, transporters don't ask questions. They just transport.
What's the weight load we're looking at?
A couple grams, a kilo, maybe.
That does not seem that large, dude.
No.
A
couple grams, kilos? Bushels?
I don't know. He's asking such in-depth questions. I don't know what
the fuck is. Pounds or something like that.
Back in the day, they used the metric system. They didn't use, pounds and things. It's 3 stone. Is that what you're asking? 3 stone, right?
There you go.
There you go.
Jesus,
that works.
Christmas. I don't know. God, John. Like I know what the frick is shooting shit.
When would this shipment be arriving?
During the full moon.
What the hell?
The night of the full moon.
Really? He's
getting way too into this.
Yes, but you're shipping. You should know.
I don't know anything.
You're Miles Carver.
Miles Carver.
Tell him.
You're the assistant director at FedEx.
You're doing a
you
horrible
should
job.
All the
people to do this stuff for
and
me.
This is the head of the NSA in your department.
Worst Miles Carver ever.
I may have to look into a secondary information
gathering.
It's
kind of a flow. Yeah. Time frame. There's not like an actual date per se, but if I'm short of a boat or two and I need an emergency shipment.
And could I take your name?
Miles Carver.
The industry you work for, your business?
Miles Carver Industries.
The USS Enterprise.
Yes. MCI. Miles Carver Incorporated. Shipping and exporting.
It's been mentioned before, but it bears to be mentioned again. Mark Ezio Torre is not the best on his feet when it comes to thinking, but I'm really proud of this moment. He took the drive, the initiative, and basically the episode by storm. Miles Carver, shipping expert. Thank you so much. Dungeonetics, ladies and gentlemen. Let's listen on.
Do you even know what you work for?
And COO.
You can look up the glossary and find out what Miles
Carver
is.
I don't know what Miles Carver's company's name was.
All he has to do is just...
Who knows that?
It's
like John.
It's good.
Yeah, you're good.
Who knows that besides John?
His business is not in the glossary.
Yeah, so what the frick are we looking in there for, Brian?
I don't know. Why are we looking in there
for? You said, you know what's in the name? Like you pointed at the glossary like it was in there, like you had seen it or something. I don't know. Why is John asking me questions like this? I don't know.
This is fine, John. Keep
throwing questions at me I don't know the answers to.
He's like,
what's
I will...
the square root of 400? I don't know. 6. I don't know.
We will set this up for you.
I'd like to meet... is there a supervisor or a manager I could speak with?
So possibly the owner? Him?
So I can talk to him about, you know, and set up a contract?
Jarvis is upstairs if you wish to speak to him.
I'd like to. Who is Jarvis? And why would I like to talk to him for?
Councilor Jarvis.
Councilor Jarvis. Is he the owner of this fine establishment?
Yes. He runs all our... mostly we've been doing exports at the moment.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of people coming into Glassfield since the
undead plague.
Yes.
I was here
it's
for
kind
that.
Of dampened of our our appeal towards visitors.
I get sense. So yes, is he free now for a meeting or do I need to come back?
Sure.
Sure as in he's here now or sure as in come back later?
I will go notify that you're here and
I appreciate it.
He walks up.
Kind clerk.
He returns and he's
unnamed
like,
clerk.
Yeah, he'll see you when you're ready.
I'm ready right now.
I can
why
talk
do you think
to
I'm
him.
Here?
I can talk to you in the pocket. What do you want me to escape out? Do you want me to just keep low? I'm a weasel. I can probably sneak into a pipe. Use the bathroom.
Yeah, use the bathroom.
Just don't get flushed.
Before I head up there, do you have a water closet? I've had quite a few liquids on my travel to your...
chocolate marshmallows.
You know it, dog.
He points you to a room with some
ghost
paper pots.
Shaped marshmallows. Thank you very much. Hey.
Is there any vents? Any crawl space?
Oh, there's like... like holes in the wall that you could weasel in.
You just crawl out of my bag and climb in it, dude.
Pop me up.
You gotta help him out.
Ow! You just tossed me against the guy. Oh, fine.
We're changing anything.
Yeah, but no, I'm gonna be a weasel. I'm gonna all stay right. A weasel.
Oh, okay, hold
someone
on.
Someone call PETA.
Come here, little.
Come here, little Steve.
Thank
there.
You.
Here you go.
In the bathroom. What I do with my weasel in the bathroom is
weasel against the wall within the bathroom.
All right. I know.
You go investigate. If you find anything, come find me. Go, weasel, go!
Thanks.
All right.
It's mimic, throwing a weasel
into
an
air vent. Guy waits for you outside the door and leads you to Jarvis's office. You guys are at the ticket thing,
yes.
And they said for the low price of 5 silver, they will sail you across.
That's super cheap.
Pfizer. Yeah, normally it's upwards of like 4 or 5 gold.
Yeah.
Normally, the common person has to save up for a month or two to
that's
get across.
A deal.
The
a deal.
Should we purchase a ticket? Well, we gotta get in.
All
right.
Well, our next ferry is leaving in probably about an hour and a half. If you wish to get situated.
Yes.
Take one for tomorrow. We have very important business.
Take one for tomorrow.
We have an hour and a half. We have no clue what we're doing, Mark.
Boxes. But we can be the shipments.
But we want to stay in town, don't we?
Yeah, why are we leaving? Where are we going?
If we need to, we could be in the shipment and go with them and find out where the people are going.
I get what you're saying, but I have an honest idea that...
but if we wait...
And the only reason why is I have a feeling we're going to fight Jarvis in a couple seconds.
Well,
I honestly think it's a moot point.
We're buying tickets. Do I notice anything, like, unusual about the clerk? Is he, like, sweating? Does he seem nervous?
No.
Does he look undead?
No.
He's not on fire.
He's
not on fire
busy.
In his belly.
He's like, there's people behind you waiting for tickets.
Like, can I do a spot check of the general area? Does anything look...
There's a lot of people coming in and out. There's nothing really...
You
there's
smell
a, it's
undead.
Really crowded. It's like...
So it's your typical port.
It's like Grand Central Station.
Yeah, it's like Grand Central Station in New York. Yeah. There's just people going, getting ready.
So we got to sneak away.
Kind of Ellis Island, if you will.
Sure.
I know things.
Okay.
I've read books.
And the clerk takes you up to the office, and you see Jarvis seems to be standing over his desk with his back to you, looking out one of his windows towards... you see he's got a nice view of all the docks area he owns. He's got about 8 ships you can see from his window.
Wow. Beautiful view you have here.
He notices, he turns his head slightly, and he's like, well, how can I help you? Miles Carver, is it?
Yes, I'm a local businessman. I have a shipping and exporting and importing business. And I have some shipments, but I have some boats that are out right now, and I don't have enough boats for the amount of shipments I gotta get rid of, or have to do. So I was wondering if possibly I could strike up a deal with you and send some of my shipments on one of your ferries.
That's what my cleric impressed upon me, and we have plenty of room. My fleet is quite extensive, and
so I've noticed.
Most of my business now is just ferrying people back over to the Visor's homeland, as a lot of them are fleeing. They call it our cursed land, but it's money in my pocket.
I totally understand. I totally agree. I kind of like your idea, and if you hadn't thought of it first, I might have just had to poach your idea. But as a good businessman, I will let
he
you.
He turns around and he kind of like lightly sits on his desk facing you. You can tell by his face that he looks quite young, younger than any of you guys.
Yes.
Like know.
Creepily young.
What I'm curious history? About is, are these people actually making
by history? No, Brian history. Does.
Yes. Do you?
No,
I do.
He does.
Bro.
Do but what? He's a
that's
a
weasel
good. On the airbend.
15 plus.
You
a lot.
Know, Jarvis has served on the council for over 30 years.
Well, that's impossible.
And he goes by the name Jarvis the Handsome. Because he always looks young and youthful.
He always looks this belt.
Dapper.
Maybe he's drinking baby
blood. Yeah, I think so. I think you're right.
This isn't good.
Babies make good energy drinks.
Oh, God.
But it is day true. Right now.
Gerber energy.
All right, so he's not a vampire.
He's a baby beater.
Can I, is there an office anywhere besides records?
Oh, there's plenty of places where there's a place where they're keeping money. There's a lot of places where people are changing. There's not a lot of warehouse space where like
any
actual
offices,
goods.
Empty offices that you could.
There's the clerk's office, which is manifest with all his shipping records.
Yeah.
There you go, there's the money.
That's the money shot.
I feel like if I even go there, I mean, I pretty much have to go there, but I don't think I'm going to find anything just besides here's a list of names and here's the ledger saying that they returned. There's no guarantee that your product is going to show up on the other side of the shore. Check out the office.
All right. I assume to look through the books, you're going to...
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
Become
yeah.
Human.
Yeah.
Human.
All right. You look through. Make an intelligence check.
19 plus. Wow, right. Man.
You do a quick scan
tonight,
and it doesn't take you long to realize that there are a name of all the people that have gone back their payments, the balance of his ledgers, like the money. But you also notice it's his ledgers are divided by his different ships in his fleet. And by the volume of trips going back and forth, you realize that the time in between trips isn't long enough to actually make it to the mainland.
He's dumping them in the sea. And just
under the sea, under the sea.
Back.
That's where we're going. If we go on, we don't want to
that's
go
that's right,
on.
We have Marlin.
Does he have,
turn
is there certain ships that he's using to make the dumps, or just
back
all
on him?
All but two of the ships leave port quite often.
Wouldn't it be easier just to have him turn to Marlin and follow a ship?
I still think we should get on the boat, Brian.
Huh?
I still think we should get on
no,
the boat.
No, if we go on this boat, we might not
all
come
right,
back.
All right, you're still talking to Jarvis. He's like, is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, what would be the earliest boat you got leaving? I might have a shipment coming up that I need delivered to the Visor Land.
The earliest is in 2 hours.
Wow, really? That'd be awesome.
We're currently boarding right now.
Sweet. If I had some of my guys bring over... couple boxes. Do you mind if I toss them on that boat to get over to...
as long as you have the fee.
Yeah, let's work on that. How much would it cost to throw? Or can we work out something? Maybe, you know, if you have some stuff you need shipped or exported,
babies.
We could switch back and, you know, a little
maybe
in-kind kind of deal.
Can I get a tracking number?
Possibly.
Tracking number? Get a tracking number.
Get your receipt.
It would depend on how much weight and obviously the volume.
Oh, it would vary, of course. I mean, you know how it is. You know,
you bring it in, and we will cut you a fair deal.
Sounds like a plan. It sounds like a good deal.
Where's this going, Mark?
Do business for a long time.
That's what I want to know. Where's this going?
It's coming with us in the story.
Yeah, really.
Getting information here. like trying to prod him and see if I can get anything out of him.
It's not really working. But okay.
Are you guys going to board the ship?
I'm just distracting him while you guys do your thing.
If we board the ship, can we look around?
Maybe sneak out of our room.
Want to do a look?
Real quick, before you guys do your thing. Before we agree on the contract here, you might give me a nice little... I get a tour of your operation to see how your stuff works, just to see
The clerk can. I have some business to attend to.
Definitely. No problem. I appreciate your time, and I hope we can do business for a long, long time.
A very long time.
He's not human.
That was nice. That was really good.
That was good. That was a nice little throw in there. That was a nice little Francia throw in there.
Oh, man.
Listen for the throw-ins. They're always fun. So... side plan.
Open up the door. Oh, I got in here. Must have made the wrong turn.
No.
This is not where I go to the bathroom.
I'm a human now.
Yeah, you need to turn back into a...
this is exhausting.
He's naked, too. He has no clothes.
No, I have dev clothes.
Yeah, he does that. He's able to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he buys that expensive
Gucci
shit. You
need to turn into a fish. Once you get out,
he comes out of the door. There's a fish flopping around.
First, you need to turn into a toad.
He doesn't have infinite turns.
No, I can do this one more time.
Before he has to rest.
Can you crawl into the vent as a human? Can you fit in the vent?
He's a dwarf.
No, I can water walk though. I mean, I can get to the boat.
You can just jump out into
out the window and jump into the water.
I was thinking about it.
Do that.
All right, you can do that.
Don't walk in water though. Just dive into the water. Then you can turn into a fish once you get in the water. You're gonna fall on the boat. If he's not legend, you get on the boat.
You're like his pet, you know?
Alright, I'm just
suggesting.
Make a strength check. You wanna make sure you get enough clearance to land in the water.
Just land on the dock.
Wow,
on the dock.
Wow, that's cool. I do have my gauntlets on, so I do get a +4. If that's okay. So I gotta say.
You can't just like hit the dock and then roll the
wham. You open the window in the clerk's office. You get this little dwarven backup and you run. You get out. You're looking down. You're like, am I gonna make it? Am I gonna make it? And then you come down.
Your feet hit
and one of your foot hits the dock. You can feel like you sprained ankle. And you start somersaulting splash into the water.
Graceful as ever. Thank you. Good. I'm in.
Should use form of the cat.
Yeah.
Because he's only got one more thing. So he's got to turn into the fish now.
He's in the water.
I'm in the water.
Yeah.
Now he's turned into a fish.
The dock on the way down. All
right.
Now with a broken fin.
With a broken fin.
Is that fin's not broken?
His fin's not broken.
It's sprained.
He sprained a fin, so he swims with a little bit of a turn.
He just goes in a circle.
Kind of goes like this.
It's like Flipper.
You just gotta swim and then swim again and then swim again.
All right, so we're going. We're so, in. We're going.
We're
on the
getting
boat.
On the boat. That he's
you guys are on the boat like nothing's no big deal.
Yeah.
And what are you doing?
I'm with a clerk.
Oh my grandson, what are we doing?
So here so this is a very nice business you guys got going on here. Everything looks very nice. It's the first shipment. Would it be possible if I tagged along in the first shipment just to make sure my stuff gets to where it's got to go and I can get in contact with my contact when I get on the other side?
I don't see it. The charge is only 5 silver. I don't think it would be that big of a deal to throw you in there.
Do I waive the 5 silver?
Sure.
Okay, sweet.
Just throw all right,
good
deal.
I know.
You are so cheap.
I know.
Oh, my God.
We're working on a deal here. Yeah. I don't really pay. If we're doing a business deal, why should I be paying him for shipping my stuff and pay for me to go on the boat as well?
That's fair.
Right?
Good point. Yeah, that makes
that's
sense.
That's good business.
Miles Carver.
Businessman extraordinaire.
Miles Carver.
So what are you doing?
I got my shipment. I got my guys are bringing the shipment over. They're loading onto the boat.
And who are your guys loading the shipment?
I have employees.
You're
I own
cheap.
Import export
you're cheapskate.
Oh, so you actually
by myself.
You actually. What are you shipping?
Stuff.
Empty crates.
Did you have them just bring empty crates with weights in them?
No, we're exporting. You know, we
bananas,
got some
torches.
Torches, rocks. You just move from rock to the other.
No, we got some
moose statues.
You know.
Pornography? Your porn collection?
Goblets.
The old pornos.
Some music box I found on the side of the road.
Not my music box.
Beer? Liquor?
Are you actually going to use real product from your business?
No.
No, you're not.
Just bring empty boxes. Throw some
I'm
rocks
shipping
in
wood.
There.
Oh, it's full of wood. The box is full of wood.
Against the law of the land. It might have a beetle on it. It might go to the...
It might have invasive species.
Yeah, you can't do that.
There's a plague of dead going around. I'm pretty sure they're not going to worry about a tree right there.
All right, you bring it in, and are you going on the boat?
Yes, I just said that.
Okay. You meet up with them. They're in the passenger section traveling.
Oh, hey, guys.
Are you going to turn into a fish?
We don't know you.
I guess so.
We don't know you, Miles. We don't know you, Miles. Whoa.
Strangely familiar business-looking type.
I'm going to poke you with my cane.
As you guys are traveling at sea, you are heading in the direction of the other continent. After a few hours...
I'm still in the captain's quarters.
And I'm puking my guts out.
He's traveling in the bigger room.
First class.
You're down there with the...
The peasants.
You're down there with the... What's his face from?
From Jack, your section...
Jack.
You're down there with Irish. You hear a scream. Dancing.
What?
You heard a scream.
You scream. Like
from, like, in your, like, the main area of the boat.
Let's look around.
Man,
several streams. They're growing louder now.
They're killing folks.
Let's go towards the screams.
Towards the screams?
Yes. Well, you need to find out what's up.
Okay, Grandpa.
My sword is
wrong. Big black staff.
You go into the next compartment of the ship. You see probably 40 dead bodies covered in blood, like blood like that deep in the boat.
This just happened.
Shit just got real.
Shit just got real quick.
This is why you never use the bathroom.
Roll initiative.
Intensity. Huh?
Roll initiative.
Uh-oh. The blood demon's coming up.
7 plus 5.
Here comes Jervis, the blood demon.
12.
What'd you get?
I also got 3.
No, I got 5.
Ah, I was close. They have the worst rolls over there ever. It's like the curse of the bad rolls on that side of the table.
Yeah, they fucking...
They cannot roll to save their lives. Literally. To save their lives.
Well, then. It seems like our boys are in a bit of a pickle. Just gives me enough time to read off some wonderful ads, which I really don't have that many, but I will say this. Thank you very much for listening to Dungeonetics, and Yap Audio Productions provided a lot of the amazing sounds that you heard in this particular episode. So if you love the sound of a good splash, look them up. Also, there's a company out there called Babe Gang. Amazing patches for backpacks, pins, lapels, whatever you really need. They are donating 15% of their revenue from September 3rd to September 9th to the Harvey storm there in Houston. I tell you, man, if you have even a little bit of a heart, just realize Houston really needs our help. And if everyone just gives a little bit, you know, if you're at the market buying a sword, and someone asks, hey, do you want to donate something to Harvey? Say yes, please. We can pull through this, like many things we do in this great world. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. Dungeonetics on Twitter, Instagram, and dungeonetics@gmail.com. Back to the adventure. Thank you.
All right, Kazaa, what are you doing?
Well, I'd like to. Okay, I just want to look for magic because we know it's a magic being.
Look for
that's
magic.
Disappearing. And obviously, this person killed a bunch of people and just took off.
Why did we roll initiative if we're not being attacked?
That's what I'm
it's
wondering.
Going to happen.
Something's
going to
happen.
11 plus.
Part your wisdom.
Wisdom, 13.
All right, you are able to detect that there was a magic spell just cast. You look at the nearest bodies there. There's no injuries to these bodies.
Okay.
This isn't their blood.
It's not their blood.
And you also notice that there's like this light sizzling sound you hear, and you look down and your boots are like melting in the blood.
Oh,
it's acid.
Don't you have the shielding thing? That's mind shielding. You can't do anything.
Well, I have.
I have dragon armor
on me.
Dragons will melt with acid.
Can I,
not black dragons.
I shot it with
the... Can I freeze this?
It's not your turn anymore.
I do have...
You should freeze it.
Can I step up out of the blood before Brian freezes?
You should freeze it.
You have to step out of the blood.
You should do the same thing.
Ice Storm.
You also have, Sleet Storm.
Yeah, sleet doesn't really do it.
Yeah, sleet would just dissipate in the
just
acid.
Make my car skid. That's all that happened. Any car on the road around you would really get really.
Yeah, like Mario Kart. If I was pinky. Playing Mario Kart, that would be perfect, but I'm not.
You also have banana peel. You can shoot that up to the road.
I kind of feel like a cone of cold could freeze it.
Okay.
Circle of turtle shells. You can use that.
All right, you don't have to roll.
No.
You unleash it. A bunch of the bodies that you hit turn into frozen peeplesicles.
Okay.
The right. acid in the cone also turns to solid acid ice.
Nice. Okay, so no acid more melting ice. Bullets.
That I sounds mean, like my a new kind
of hips aren't melting.
Drug you see at CSI. Looks like they've taken too much acid. All right,
I guess I'll do a spot check. See if I see.
You are not next.
Man, you want some acid ice?
Something else is next.
Uh oh. Something else is next.
Yeah.
Something wicked.
Should we double tap these frozen people in the head? Just to make
well, they're
sure
frozen. They you can't do anything.
All right. You see like this like reddish like blood mist start to raise out of the ground.
Oh,
and,
man.
Both of you make Constitution saving
throws. Oh man, shit's about to get real, yo.
Nine
six.
Plus four. Nine, ten.
And fishbowl.
11, 13.
13?
All right.
Nine.
I will. I'm going to have to.
You constantly.
I can
both
try
take 13
to,
points of damage.
Oh, well.
Break the propeller?
As like you're breathing this in and it's like burning inside your lungs.
This is all
lungs.
Just wind sails, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can break the butter.
So this is poisonous. You can
inhale
as well, so it's not good.
I'm going around. Circle.
At least we froze it.
Oh, I do think that's up.
We did.
I'm sure it did.
Just didn't stay frozen.
You also notice after that. That they're hidden under one of the bodies, one of the bodies kind of slides off, and you see someone just like, kind of like sitting down in a black cloak, sitting on one of the bodies on the other side of the room.
The baby killer.
What do you mean? It's capsized. No.
And now it's your turn, Charlie.
Go on for the cloaked figure.
All right, make a dexterity roll.
Oh, shit.
You're running across ice.
Running across bodies on ice.
Yeah,
body. Can you jump from body to body?
Exactly. It's like shit-capades.
Shit-capades.
Hey, roll a 6, 7, 8.
Do you have acrobatics?
Yes, I do. All and right. athletics.
Ooh. All right, you make it to him. What are you going to do? I'm
gonna attack him.
All right, roll.
I only have one kind of attack, Brian. I got my big sword, and then I got my big fist.
All right. Fair enough.
On the rudder, and then I'm going to hold the boat in place.
Let's see what I can do.
That's the first attack is a 15.
That's a really good idea. I'll try that one out first if I can't do that.
Okay, that hits. Yeah. Roll the damage.
Well, I'm doing two attacks. So.
Uh-huh.
7, 8, 9.
All right. You swing. It hits him. You can see the blood on your blade, and as it's going through him, he's no longer sitting on the body in front of you, and your blade goes into the corpse underneath him.
So no second attack.
Did he reappear anywhere?
Welcome yeah, to Jarvis.
You see, like a flicker out. He's like standing literally like a foot behind you.
Oh, he's the master.
Well, my blade does do bad ice Santa. Damage. Did that seem to slow him down at all?
It doesn't slow him, but it affected him.
Okay. He's behind you, Brian. I know. Hope you wore your butt plug.
At this moment, you heard all the screams that they heard. Now
I go investigate. All
right, roll your initiative.
For 20.
I grab him.
Wow. Plus 2, 22.
All right, you go out to investigate. Kazaa, what are you gonna do? He's like literally standing a foot behind.
Telekinesis.
You.
I'm gonna grab him. I'm gonna grab and
telekinesis.
Hold him.
You love that telekinesis.
Well, he's behind me. He's actually see it coming.
It's like a new.
I don't even
thing.
Have to turn around. I can just do this.
Oh, sorry.
You'd be like, Yoda, he enters the room.
You're making fun of me because you're jealous. It's so cool. I have telekinesis.
Mom, you make me so angry.
Block it up. Block it up.
All right, make a magic check.
Magic.
Roll a d20 with your magic ability.
Wow. Brian, did you roll a 1?
You rolled a 2.
You rolled a 2. Oh my god.
Alright, you grab him and he starts to, like, you can feel, like, you're under control of him. And then he just, like, stretches out and you can feel your magic just shatter.
And then you fart.
And then I fart.
You fart in fear.
You shart.
I shart in fear. I can wear my pants.
And
you can't put me on a shirt myself.
Oh, God, why?
You're the worst wizard ever.
Oh, you rock some house the last...
I know, I did really well, Mark. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I got a plan. What's the plan? I don't know. We'll just get on the boat.
I got me on the boat, didn't it?
Yeah, all right,
both of you make constitution saves.
Again?
Both of you make constitution
saves. Yeah, the mist hasn't gone away.
I'm still stealthing around the boat, by the way.
13
I'm swimming.
Plus...
All right, you pass.
Well, you heard the...
16.
No.
Oh, come on! Get the fuck out!
You heard the one.
Pass 3 plus
16,
4.
I got 16.
In the one.
Another 13, John?
No, you take 11. And Kazaa takes 5.
What is wrong with this dice?
And in addition to him maintaining his concentration on that.
What? Well, it's a lot of dice he just rolled. That sounded loud.
You take 14 damage as he just goes like this. And he, like, all this spray of acidic blood hits you in the face.
Yeah, we should.
I take 14.
Yeah. Just put John.
You should probably not use
in the audio
scenario.
Room with James, where you have the microphone, so you can talk to us like the voice of God, with a camera facing him.
That's just weird.
Huh. What, doing DM?
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
We'll try it out after we finish.
Yeah. It'd be weird for him to be way over there because we're all be looking over there.
Yeah.
All right, you're now down to 33 out of 65. It is now your turn. You came down. You've seen a different room that they're in. All the people in it are dead in a pool of blood.
Are they dead or are they really dead?
No. What are you doing?
I'm going to stealth to the next room.
Okay. The next room, you see them fighting Jarvis.
Nice.
Farkas. Maybe you can get a sneak attack against him.
Really? You think so?
Maybe.
Oh, I'll try it. Don't use acid?
Yeah, because he just used acid on us.
Yeah,
but you can fight acid with acid, can't you?
Usually.
Darn, I really want to use all my acid bolts.
Well, you're outside following the boat. You see that it used to be full of commotion. There's no one moving around on deck. Other than the people crewing it. Like, there used to be, like, people watching the scenery. But there's no one other than the people.
Plan Kale. I will initiate Plan Kale when it's my turn.
All right, roll.
And I'm going to use my, I'm going to use a dagger. 3 plus 8,
you get advantage on him.
So
roll again.
16 plus 8.
All right. Roll 1d4 plus 6 and 3d6. So while you're getting sprayed acid in your face, you see a flying rogue come down from the rafters. And just stab the creature.
7.
Crushing tiger hidden dragon style.
Crushing tiger hidden rogue.
Gangnam style.
Wow. That's 15, 12, 15 plus 7, 22.
But so you come flying out. As you connect with him, his body just vanishes and you skid across the frozen bodies. There is blood on your dagger though. And you don't see him in this room anymore. Outside, see him, he's on the deck.
We gotta
okay. Now here's the thing.
They're in a different room. So.
I got a couple quick questions here. Obviously, I have to go to form of human again and get up on this boat. And I can't make another animal. But I do have... what the hell is this? Something about plant growth.
We thought of this.
Can I grow seaweed to entangle the boat?
And stop it.
Look at you out of the box thinker.
Jam up the rudders, you guys are have it kind of like coming up with this whole plan. And just turn hard. I just
the
want
boat just in the water.
If I can't do that, then I'm calling a whale.
And we're gonna sink this fucker. Yeah. Yeah, teleport to.
He can't teleport that far. He'll just sink. I guess he just go poo 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 poo, but if he's in
like
it,
a pond jumper.
He goes poo 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 poo.
Or get him in the corner of silence.
Okay. Yeah, you could do something like that.
Oh, this is great. This is awesome.
Bobby.
What?
Get him in the web. And we sink the ship. If I can get him in the web.
So, do you want me to do
both? Because he has to do his thing with the web anyway.
If we get the web. If it don't work, then we have a backup plan.
Grow the kale. knock out the...
Roll a concentration check.
Yeah, this is
You are
good.
Casting a spell right. while waiting in water.
This is the greatest plan ever. Make this work, Bobby. Wait, hold on. In that case...
Don't forget, I have to make this work. I'm gonna roll like shit.
Ah, it's terrible. 8. Plus, come on, wait.
What's your constitution?
My constitution. Woo, that 10?
Plus 10?
No, so 8 plus 2.
So 10.
Do you grow small?
Seaweed? What?
Well, plus 2? All right, yeah, you concentrate enough.
Okay.
But it isn't pretty. You just barely held on to the magic power.
That's all
and
it is.
There's actually a lot of seaweed because you notice that the ship is starting to turn back towards land.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And it catches into the rudder. And it lurches, it slows the ship by like half speed. And you see a few of the peoples in the nest like lunge out of their thing to the deck.
The death. To their death.
At least till their concussion.
Or until they're
and then you can come
fight.
And you should kill them. That way you can charge up your little crowning crown and we can get waste this guy.
I'm trying. I have 5 of the 7 charges lit.
So you only need two more.
Two more.
Come up.
Mark. Come on. Well, you're up.
Oh. I guess. Can I perceive where he is?
He's not in this room.
Can I perceive where he went, I'm saying? Like, can I figure out where he went? All right, so I'm going to, like...
We need to know, Mark.
Search?
We need to figure this out.
All right, roll.
For him?
Well, the ship just lurched to a stop, 10 so we're probably just going to go to the top deck.
What do I have to add to
you, there's tons of bodies. There's probably maybe about 40 people in this place.
I head to the top of the boat.
All right.
The deck of the boat, I should say. Top of the boat. I don't know what I'm talking about.
All right, you guys head to the deck while you're doing that. You see him vanish again, and he's on the crow's nest on the top of the boat. The boat is still heading towards, it's kind of curved back towards the land, and you can see coming out of you're past the docks of the ship, and you see this huge storm drain pipe coming out the side where all the rain comes out into the sea.
Okay.
Oh, like
and
yeah.
The bilge. Boat is the bilge. Steered towards it.
Towards the bilge.
And it's moving half speed, because the kelp is slowing it down, but it's not, it didn't make it dead, the ship.
So should I try to get up on this thing and attack him, or it's heading towards the storm drain? Is it going to crash?
Half the crew is injured.
Are they, like, freaking out about all the ones that are injured?
Well, the other ones are trying to free the rudder.
Oh, wait, he's up top, right? I'm still in the water.
He's in a crow's nest.
Do I see them? Any of them?
No. They're just coming up. So you would see them right as you're doing whatever you're doing.
Okay, in that case, I'm going to do another concentration, but I'm going to do some call lightning.
Alright.
Oh, man.
He's in a crow's nest. Come on.
See,
do I have to do the concentration first and then cast it? Okay. So here's where the.
Oh my god.
You're starting the thing and a wave comes over you and kind of like knocks you out and the magic just breaks. And then we go.
Thank you, guy. I hate that time. Alright, fine.
Alright, Enzio, you're up. You guys just get to the surface.
I see
you
him
see
up
a
in
few
the crow's
of the crew.
Nest.
Yeah, he's up at the top in this little.
Ring a ram.
Why would he go up there? He's like trapped.
He's hiding out. He thinks he's away from
him. Okay. Also, he can see everybody. He needs to be high. You know where what everybody's doing, I think.
Ring a ram. Not him. The thing he's standing on.
Oh, the pole that's holding the crows.
All right, roll. How many charges are you
knock using? Knock his ass down, Mark.
Well, I'm just going to use one charge, right? That's enough to knock over. Knock, break the pole. Huh?
Yeah, it's
the
wooden
main
pole.
Mass?
Yeah. I'll do two of that.
Okay.
All right. Calm yourself.
It's a wooden pole. You can
do three.
Yeah. I'm gonna aim it like in the middle part of the mast too, so it explodes the mast. And you have to like teleport in midair. That'll teach him. 18 plus
all right,
7.
You hit it. You unleash the full might of the ring, and you shatter the main mast.
I got a 1d6. Does that take anything as damage for that?
Well, you're doing it to an object.
Yeah.
So it's like in the vicinity of them.
Yeah. Right.
Doesn't affect him.
You basically you explode the mast. He tumbles. He hits some of the netting. He hits one of the other masts, and he lands at the front of the deck of the ship.
Take that!
Welcome to the helm, the bow, the stern. Help!
Welcome to the rock.
Welcome
and
to the rock.
Chester,
welcome to the rock.
Welcome to the front of the boat,
Chester. We gotta do this, Chester.
Oh,
come on, buddy.
What do you got?
What are we waiting for? I
don't know.
Why
do you guys roll so low? We got to go through all
yeah,
our
this
things.
This is his second time. Yeah, we haven't gone
well,
yet.
You guys are slow.
You guys had to go upstairs. Just like
so did he.
I'm going to start.
Yeah, and he's got 22 initiative.
He's blight. Well, no, because if I use blight, that's... I can always wallfire, but I would really like to actually
boat catch on fire
climb
on
up,
a burning boat.
Get on the deck, and then cast Water Walk on my crew.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Right
nice
now.
Job. All right,
make a climb check.
Bobby's thinking ahead on this one.
You've been a good planning team over here with the kelp thing.
You
that
have
was
19 strength, so...
Well, early hasn't done anything yet.
11 plus the 4.
All right, you climb up, and you cast Water Walk on your crew.
We all get swimsuits. We'll be like... Nice. Diving up it.
And now it's the wizard, sir.
Do I know where he is?
Yeah,
he's on the front of the boat.
Well, you hit the thing and he's
on the bow of the boat.
He's on the web now. He's like laying prone.
Yeah.
So.
I'm going to use the web.
Web him up.
Nine plus eight.
17.
Yeah. I'm going to web him. Web.
Okay, he's in the webs.
Oh man, we've got him.
You'll know.
Do we?
YOLO.
No.
What the fuck? YOLO?
I don't know how that applies, but
YOLO. What do we? We got the web. What do we do?
YOLO!
And we all, whale just comes out, smashes on him. We run across the water.
Oh boy.
Okay, so he's trapped in the web.
For now.
Until he teleports out of it. Because he's a teleporter.
He's trapped.
He can teleport out of
him. He can teleport
web.
Out.
Can he?
He's like Nightcrawler. Can teleport out of a net.
Wow.
All right.
We need something. Who's next in this rotation? You?
Yep.
Do we want
actually him?
Oh.
Oh. Whoa. Balls on chin.
Oh God.
He makes his concentration check.
No.
And he can't concentrate enough.
And he YOLOs out.
He's a YOLO, and he pops out of it. And he's right in your face.
And you see, like, the waves hit the boat, and they just come up the side. And they like turn red as like this explosion of red mist splinters out from right where the three of you came up.
It's the Kraken.
The three of you make dexterity saves.
Me too?
Yes, he said the three of you.
I thought I was talking to him or not.
20!
19!
20 plus 2.
19 plus.
Yeah, you.
14.
Plus 5.
You're a rogue. You roll out of the way. How much you got?
14.
14. Oh, you both pass.
Good. Brian uses his staff to vault.
Yeah. Oh my God. But so is he fucking?
Now he's doing things.
He's doing weird things now.
Now he's in there, trying to cut it out.
His magical scissors out.
His crab overlord. He's the overlord of the crabs.
You take 17 points of damage, Brian.
I take 17.
You got fucked up somehow.
Oh,
something
yeah.
hit you with a 2x4.
You were at 16. And you take 17 as well, Shaw.
I got a 20 on my dex, though. Jeez.
You guys aren't as quick as I am.
I don't get it. How much? I can't roll any higher than that.
Yeah, you passed. You took half damage. Would you like to take the full damage?
So I took 16?
17.
So what am I at?
17 minus what you had.
26.
Yeah, full health, yeah, so.
I'm at 16.
29 then.
Yeah, Brian's at 16. He's been taking a beating from this guy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that guy's fucking you up.
You see, he's like in the webs, and he got a 20 on his concentration check, casting spells while.
Told you.
Imprisoned in the web.
He's got his.
Wow.
It's crab shack. He's going crab shack on it.
I think I should attack him, guys.
First one is. Second one, not so much.
What do you have? Is there... you pretty much have to.
There's not really a lot my character can do now.
Stab him in the
honestly,
face!
I attack
what,
or attack
I would
twice.
Do? I know it sounds kind of brutal.
Sit on his face!
Find two bodies and kill him.
Told you.
Find two bodies
I said
and kill
charge
before.
Up your crown, man.
While editing this podcast, I felt the need to justify my actions here. Just bear with me. On the Death Star...
the workers sort of knew what they were making and doing. So in this instance, the crew, obviously they saw that they were bringing people out into the middle of the sea and slaughtering them. The crew is just as evil and vile as Jarvis. So in my mind, hey, a death is a death, and they're gonna die anyway. But Lord Albert Shaw is a kind-hearted person, and he doesn't need the likes of us to mess with his mind. But we do it anyway. Just listen. Sorry.
That's what I said before. We need
to I don't think it works like that, though. I can't just stab two random bodies.
Okay? Well, there's injured crew members.
There's injured crew members. Just stab two crew members.
That fell out of the crow's nest.
They're bad guys anyway.
Just do it.
Just stab two guys.
We don't even know if they're bad guys, though. I'm just
We're going to crush the boat. They're going to drown anyway.
Listen, your alignment has already kind of got a little bit twisty over the years running with this crew here.
I mean, come on.
I mean,
this guy's going to call a whale, sink the boat, they're all going to drown anyway.
Yeah, but even if my crew is at max, all I do is get a guaranteed critical hit.
Yes, then we could kill this dude.
I'm sorry, it's a guaranteed critical versus this guy. And we can only hit him once, and then he goes misform. Yes. If you hit him once for the gusto, we're
done. Then the Kraken comes, we can fight that.
Hutzel, come on. You're wasting precious time.
All right, I guess I attack a crewman.
Just kill two crewmen.
Two crewmen.
Well, I gotta attack first before I can attack twice.
How much blood will you shed to stay alive?
12 plus 9.
You hit him, you killed him.
You killed him. Next guy.
You went over to him. And his leg was broken, the bone's coming out. He's like, help me! And you just plunge your sword right through his chest.
Yeah, buddy.
So the blood, like, he just, like, so kind of, as you plunge it in, he, like, coughs. And, like, blood comes out of his mouth. And he just
goes children!
And there's another guy nearby, and he just looks at you with, like, complete fear.
I need my first child after you, Shaw.
Black dragon you.
Mercy killing. You're 12. Mercy killing.
And you slide the blade across, and it you just leave his head clean off. And it just rolls down the deck.
Okay. How dare you, Shaw!
Well, I now have full charges.
I only took this job to pay for my mom's medicine.
Do I get to attack a third time, though?
There's no one near you.
I'm coming.
YOLO!
YOLO!
Alright, Rogue. No, that's when the guy looks up and goes, help! And you're like, YOLO!
Wow.
Well, so you're brutal, man. Ruthless.
I know I shouldn't attack the guy. Why am I?
No, you need the crown of courage.
That's killing innocent people for charges.
You don't know if they're innocent.
They could have been bad.
They could have been murdered.
You'll never know, but they could have been bad.
They eat babies.
They
eat babies.
They had all these dead bodies in the bottom of the boat.
Honestly, is your alignment?
Lawful, neutral.
Not anymore. No, that ain't so. Well, I mean,
you're neutral. You're kind of like
flipping. You can probably be true neutral after this.
And on that gloom note, thank you for listening to Dungeonetics. We are nothing without you. Well, except we're just a bunch of guys playing Dungeons and Dragons in a studio. Thank you again. We can be reached at Dungeonetics@gmail.com, Dungeonetics on Instagram and Twitter. And don't forget to listen to all the other wonderful podcasts here on the network. That would be Twin Peaks, the Free Lunch Studios, and of course, Giganomics, with our mage and our rogue talking about comics. It's a world that doesn't even exist. Finally, remember, in this world, we can only do so much with the time that we have. It's best to make light of the worst of situations. If you can't make light of it, don't dwell in the dark. Thank you very much, and have an enchanted day.